Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. Yeah. I'd be excited today, guys. Hey, it's another day, another great day. As you know, we just came off in the United States. We just came off Memorial Day, and we trust that you guys enjoy today. And also, too, we give honor to those who have gone before us in the armed services, all services, and anybody who served to protect our country and to give us the right to enjoy this day. So we give honor to all the veterans, those serving today as well. Wow. Amen. Amen. So we give honor to all the veterans out there, those serving today, right now, as we speak, are all across the globe. And of course, once again, those who've gone before us. Hey, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn with you on the Encouraging Word Global Network. The purpose of the Encouraging Word is just to encourage you throughout the week, give you at least one day to encourage you, where we lift you up to the Lord and share with you the power of the living word. And we're just excited about God's word. As you know, Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He did the final, and nothing else to do, the final sacrifice for us to come to him and to the Father and to the Holy Spirit as well, in the name of Yeshua. So we thank God for precious Holy Spirit that teaches us, give us comfort, and guides us in the words of God tonight. So we thank you so much for joining us. For those who are joining us all across the globe via mobile devices, those joining us via the internet, thank you so much for joining us. We're not going to be with you long, but we're excited about the topic tonight. Yeah. Really, really excited about the topic tonight. Hey, the topic is ask God. Hey, this one can't get old at all. You got to ask God for everything, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go through some scriptures, and we want to encourage you to have that conversation. Not to say you're not having one already through prayer, but we want you to have that conversation with God. We want you to engage with God. We want you to seek God. We want you to be a part of his life each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. And believe me, some things will happen. So we're going to go over, we're going to have a word of prayer, going to go into the word. And then we're going to also open up the line later on for our leadership, if they have time to come on tonight. And if not, we'll keep it moving because we know they're busy as well. And we're just excited about Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They're senior pastors, ladies and gentlemen, of Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank them for their wonderful ministry, and we thank God for them being a part of the network as our overseers as well. So we thank God for them today. And one thing we always want to do, ladies and gentlemen, is give honor to those who are true to the word of God and excited about the word of God tonight. So we thank God for Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Y'all give them a hand out there. I know everybody don't know them, but we know them. We know them. Hey, I love it. Yeah. Thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. And for those who don't have a church home out there, those who don't have a church home, come visit us on Saturday morning at 11 a.m., non-denominational, full gospel church, ladies and gentlemen, at 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. That's Fayetteville, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen, 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214, 11 a.m. services. Feel free to give me a call for more details at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. So we thank God for Kingdom Life Worship Center and the ministry and the teaching that goes forth there as well. I love it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Amen. Well, let's get right to it. Hey, we're not going to hold you long. We are busy. We got a lot going on, as you know, and we trust again that you had a great weekend. We hope you was able to refresh, rejuvenate yourself a little bit, enjoy your family, friends, and relatives, and so forth, and colleagues as well, all across the country. A lot of people were flying, buses, trains, and cars, of course, were moving all across the network. Hey, the topic tonight is Ask God, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to get encouraged tonight. about asking God. You know, one thing we do, you know, when you're not an expert in certain things, you got to ask questions, right? You know, whether we always talk about the car, you know, if you don't know how to fix a car, you got to ask the manufacturer, right? If you don't know how to fix a sink, you got to go to the plumber. Don't know how to fix an electric box, you got to ask the electrician, right? You got to at least find out more about it. So we do this all the time. We ask questions. And I'm encouraging everybody tonight to just ask God about stuff. Just ask God about some stuff. Matter of fact, our bishop, Bishop John Crenshaw, I love it when he says, ask God for ridiculous. I like that. For ridiculous stuff, ladies and gentlemen. You need to ask your daddy, Father God, for ridiculous stuff. So stay encouraged. Be fired up exactly what God has for you. And believe me, he will come through every time. So we're going to go through some scripture. We'll open up the line for our leadership. About 8:15, I'm going to talk really quickly. And also, too, if anybody ever needs these scriptures, I'll be glad to send the scriptures to you that we use, because we always go to the Word of God, because that's where motivation comes from. That's where encouragement comes from, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Son, and, of course, the power of the Father as well. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today. We thank you for life. Thank you for our eyes and ears and mouth. Father God, we thank you for the blood that flows through our veins right now. Thank you for the heart that beats, Father God, right now, in rhythm, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you for everything that we just take for granted, even our eyesight, Father God, our eyelids blinking and things like that we take for granted, our fingers moving, our hands, our limbs, Father God. We thank you for everything that you've given us today, because we know everybody has not had that blessing all the time, Father God. We know people have gotten hurt. We lift them up to you. We know people have lost limbs. We lift them up to you. We know people who were born with no limbs, Father God. We lift them up to you as well. So, Father God, we do not take for granted the blessings, Father God. So we thank you for every person on the planet, Father God. We thank you for every one, Father God, that has lift up your name. But we also bless the enemies, for our enemies, Father God. We bless those who don't know you, who don't lift up your name. We pray on their behalf right now, Father God, that they come to know you in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. We just pray because, Father God, without you, there is nothing, Father God. We are convinced of that on the network. Without you, there is nothing. So we thank you for that, and we want to just pray for those around the world that don't know you yet, Father God, no matter what their religion is, Father God. We pray that for them, on their behalf, that there's only one true and only God, Father God. For Jesus said, I am the way and the truth, and no one else comes to the Father but through him and by him. So we thank God for Jesus Christ, Father God. He is the only door, ladies and gentlemen. He is the only way. All you have to do is accept him as your Lord and Savior, and thou shalt be saved if you confess with thy mouth. That is the word of the Lord. So we thank God for you. Father God, we pray for marriages. We pray for men, women, children, Father God, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Father God. We pray for those women who are pregnant right now, Father God, with a baby right now, that they be safe from all hurt, harm, or danger, Father God. We pray for the family, Father God, that receives that baby later, Father God, that they'll take care of that baby all the way up to adulthood, Father God. We thank you so much for life. We thank you that you put a hedge of protection around our children, Father God. As you know, the enemy's snuffing some of them out, Father God. We snuff out the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. He's snuffing out our young people, but we reverse that curse and we snuff him out right now in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you for protecting our young people, Father God. We thank you for the educators, our teachers, those who do the right thing in educating our youth, Father God. We lift them up to you, Father God. We also lift up those who are incarcerated, Father God. Whether we have friends, family, or know someone, Father God, we pray for those who are incarcerated behind bars for whatever reason, Father God. It doesn't matter in our eyes, Father God. We just want that soul to be saved in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. We just pray for them. So we pray for anybody, men and women, that are behind bars right now, Father God, in any way that they come to know you as a Lord and Savior. And Father God, we thank you for your word. We just want to ask you right now, Father God, that all things good, be done in your name, Father God. So we give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hey, the topic tonight, ask God. We want to encourage everybody out there to ask God what you need, right? Go directly to the Father. You now have authority. You now have permission through the Son of God, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you have the permission now to go directly to the Father through the Son now and ask your Heavenly Father what you will and His will, what you need as well. But we're going to go to the scriptures real quickly and share a few scriptures with you about ask God, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys to get really excited about asking God. talk to God. We got a lot of people running around the city talking to themselves. I don't know if they're talking on the phone or what, but we want you to encourage you to talk to God. Take them earbuds out. Take them earbuds out of your ear and talk to God. I don't care who's looking, but just talk to God and ask him, you know, what you're supposed to be doing. What do you need to do? What do you need to pray for? And believe me, he will share that with you. Hey, real quickly, let's go to the Word of God. Quickly, the topic tonight for those joining us all across the globe. Thank you for joining us on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Your host tonight, Kevin Vaughn. And our topic tonight is Ask God What You Want. Amen. 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 Hey, Philippians 4 and 6 says, be anxious, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, look at this now. We got to calm us down, right? We got to calm it down, keep it cool and calm. Be anxious for nothing, but in prayer. But everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Ask God, ladies and gentlemen. Come on now. Be anxious for nothing, right? Don't get caught up in what the world's doing and what they're trying to push you on to. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving and requests be known to God. Okay, so we want to encourage you to ask God. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Ooh, that's a good one, ain't it? Y'all hear that one? Man, God wants you to seek him continually. Ooh-wee. So that means I need to, this is all for me too. Now, keep in mind, this is all for me as well, ladies and gentlemen. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. So I want to encourage you to redirect yourself a little bit, right? Every day, redirect yourself and seek God's face continually. Now, I know we got to work and we got to play and enjoy life, but believe me, you can fit God in everything. Just seek his face continually. Believe me, and you'll have more joy and peace and love and peace of mind in the name of Jesus. Hey, Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given. I love it. Ask. Ask God, ladies and gentlemen. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. You know, I was just thinking about a little baby. I remember my little granddaughters, when they were with us visiting with my daughter, I remember they would ask for certain things, but they would ask with such authority, you know, that they knew they was going to get it, you know, whatever it was, food, you know, piece of cookie, whatever. But we need to have that same tenacity, same boldness, if you will, before the Lord in respect, of course. We need to have that same boldness of God, ladies and gentlemen. It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Now, I like to also focus on that word, you will seek, right? Seek. We want you guys to seek God. You guys be almost like a, I call it like a treasure hunt. You want to find God. Seek God out, ladies and gentlemen. Look for him every day in your life. Every day, just look for him. I don't care if it's in a report that you're doing. I don't care if it's in the car. I don't care if you've got to be on the phone for a business call. Seek God in everything. You know, you can have that mindset inside you. Seek him, and you will find him. Knock, and the door will be open. And I guarantee you that the Lord will bless you in everything. I don't care if you're writing an essay, writing a book, writing a song, you know, singing a song, whatever you're doing. Believe me, if you seek God, he will knock and knock, ladies and gentlemen, he will open all the doors for you and as well. Hey, Luke 11:9 says, so I say to you, ask. Well, you heard that word ask again. Ask God is the topic tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open unto you. That's Luke also. That was Matthew and Luke saying the same thing. John says, John 16:24 says, until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask. Now, you hear that? You got to put it in the name, right? In the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, ask and you will receive so that your joy may be made full. Oh, you better get excited. We better give him a praise break. Let me take a praise break for that one right there, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all heard that word? That's a powerful word right there. Woo! I want to encourage y'all, this is for me too, y'all open up your mouth out there. Y'all open up your mouth and ask God for stuff, okay? Start asking God for stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, according to his will, he said, until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. You got to put his name in there. Come on now, don't just ask for stuff. Ask for stuff in his name according to the Spirit of God inside you. Ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. I love that part of it. Ephesians 6:18-20 says, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. Isn't that wonderful? And with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. That's you guys out there, all the saints, and pray on my behalf. that utterance may be given to me in opening of my mouth, to make known the boldness, I like that word, boldness, and the mysteries of the gospel, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all take it to another level, okay? This is the Encouraging Word Global Network. We're talking about asking God. We want y'all to take it to another level of boldness, right? For which I am an ambassador in chains. I am proclaiming that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. We want you to speak boldly, right? Do not, there is no fear. I'm tired of folks writing the word fear. There is no fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear. I'm working on that myself, getting that out of my vocabulary. We don't have no fear, right? God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Ladies and gentlemen who are joining us around the world, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network with your host, Kevin Vaughn. We're so excited about you. Our topic tonight, ask God. Hey, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing, right? Pray without ceasing. James 5:13 says, is anyone among you suffering? Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. Amen. That wonderful. So that's a wonderful word there for ask God. Psalms 4:1 says, answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me of my distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, ask God tonight. Ask God today, ladies and gentlemen, before you lay your head down or when you get off this phone, ask God for some things, right? Psalms 107:6 says, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of all their distresses. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we got to open up our mouth a little bit more, right? Just a little bit more. Ask God. Matter of fact, when you're asking for anything, people can't read your mind. You can write it down probably, but that ain't the same thing, right? Ask God means opening up our mouths, right? Opening up our mouths under the authority of Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Psalms 42:3 says, he brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock. Ooh-wee, making my footsteps firm. But he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise of our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. What a powerful word there as well. Hey, as I continue, Acts 12:5, as we talk about the topic tonight, ask God. I want to encourage you to ask God for whatever you need, right? Whatever that is, healing in your body, you know, finances, peace, love, joy, peace, whatever you need, right? Acts 12:5 says, so Peter was kept in prison, but prayer for him was being made fervently by the church to God. Isn't that wonderful? As you know, Peter got freed by the power of prayer. Psalms 17:8-9 says, keep me as the apple of my eye. Now, this is powerful right here, ladies and gentlemen. That's one thing we should ask for, is that we be the apple of God's eye, right? Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me in the shadows of your wings, for the wicked who despoil me, my deadly enemies who surround me, right? So let's pray all together. I pray for you too as well, that God keep us in the apple of his eye. I love that part. Psalms 35:4 says, let those be ashamed and dishonor who seek my life. Let those be turned back and humiliated who devise evil against me. Ladies and gentlemen, nobody can touch you in the name of Jesus, but you got to ask God to protect you each and every day. Protect your heart, your mind, your soul, your body, each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, let's read one more scripture here, and we're going to move to our leadership online tonight. Read a couple more real quick. This is Genesis. God gave heed to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob, a fifth son. And as you know, Leah asked for a son. Ladies and gentlemen, she asked, and God granted her request as well. Isn't that powerful? So we thank God for the word of God in the area of ask God. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, this is Acts 2:42 says, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching. And this is to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen? That is the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about asking God. We just want to encourage you to take yourself to the next level in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, thank you so much. Hey, for those joining us all across the globe, our topic tonight is ask God. I want y'all to encourage And I just want to encourage you to ask God for the things that you need for your family, right? For your coworkers, for your neighborhood, whatever you need there. But have that conversation, ladies and gentlemen, without a doubt. I believe God inhabits, he does inhabit the praises and prayers of his people. And you need to know that, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day. So stay in the word. I want you to understand that the word is alive and well for you. But I believe that we got to speak the word. I believe one of the biggest words that we're going to say, hey, we didn't get enough of is believe. We got to believe God, ladies and gentlemen. Only way you believe God is, first of all, accept his word. But then you got to ask also as well. Ask God for what you need for you and your family and for your colleagues and for business people and for co-workers, you know, whatever the situation is, you can literally command that in the name of Jesus on the behalf of yourself and the behalf of others as well. So we thank God for you at for this wonderful time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, hey, we're going to keep it moving. And at this time, I want to open up the mic for one of the senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe I see the bishop or Dr. Crenshaw is online tonight. We thank God for him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Brother Kevin. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can. You're coming in fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Thank you so very much for those empowering words, because certainly in this season that we live in, it's so imperative that we consider the Lord in all of our ways. And I just want to just kind of hashtag onto the subject of asking God. And for those that are listening tonight to realize what is a prerequisite to asking God. It's so important that we know what the will of the Lord is for our lives before we begin to even go into asking God for specific things in our lives. It is always important to seek the Lord and understand what the will of the Lord is for our lives so that we commit. We don't ask for things that's out of alignment with our divine purpose that God has predestined for our lives. It's so important that we seek him and understand what the will of the Lord is, because in knowing what that is, you're going to find an inner peace that if you ask God and he doesn't answer immediately, we know that the answer is on the way. We simply sometimes have to wait on the Lord. We know the scripture says, wait, I say, on the Lord, and be of good courage. And even before we call, he's already answered. Even though it may not be manifested before our eyes, we must realize and understand the importance of trusting the Lord and realize that when we ask, he's already answered. But making sure that we don't ask anything, God help me. Our prayer should always be, Lord, please don't allow me to ask anything outside of your will. And Father, if I do, I need you to bring it to my remembrance. Bring my purpose and destiny, full vision, so that I will be able to seek the Lord concerning those things that you would have for me. Jeremiah 29:11 says it very, very well, that the Lord purposed good things in our lives, not to do evil, but he purposed good things to happen in our lives. So when we ask God, we've got to understand that there are principles that follow, so many principles that follow. I'm going to walk through just a few of those tonight. So once we inquire of the Lord, we understand what the will of the Lord is, what are some of the things that we must constantly, and I can't say that enough, be so in tune with the Heavenly Father that I will understand that I must wait on a response. I'll say that again. We need to wait on a response, because how many of you that are listening to me, that sometimes the enemy is so strategic. That's why we must learn how to pray in the Spirit and learn to pray the will of the Father, because the enemy is also listening. And if we don't pray according to the will of the Father, the enemy will sometimes bring things into our lives, and we might just think it's God. We might just believe that it's him. So we must wait on him. We must know that our prayers are in alignment with the will of the Lord. Amen. And we must discern the answer. make sure that it is in alignment with what God has planned for my life. God is not going to give you something, respond to something, a prayer that we pray, that we ask God for, that's not in alignment with his perfect will, his plan, or his word. So therefore, we must wait. We must learn how to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Know that the Lord has already answered, even though I don't see the manifestation of it. What's some other things that I must realize? Praise God. The answer that I'm getting from the Lord is it giving me an inner peace. The Bible said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger it will not follow. If you feel something strange, amen, as a result to that answer that you feel that you're hearing from the Lord, it's something that just doesn't settle in your spirit, then you need to inquire again. In other words, put a fleece out before the Lord. And what is a fleece? That's like a confirmation. Father, I need to know. Allow this to happen or that to happen so that I will know, or give me confirmation on the mouth of two or three witnesses that this is really you that's speaking to me. Is it in alignment? And does it bring me inner peace? God is not a God of confusion, but he's a God of peace. So if he speaks to you and he answers after he's asked and he gives you an answer, that's going to be an inner peace, even if you don't agree. And I'm going to say that again, because so many people don't realize that they consider it's not God if they don't agree. Well, it might be God, but you're not in agreement, because there's always a warfare between the flesh and the spirit. God is speaking, the enemy in the flesh is whispering in the other ear. So you got to understand and realize that the enemy is also trying to find every way that he can to trap us and trick us and to keep us from getting the answer that we need from the Lord. If you don't believe me, ask Daniel. Daniel that prayed 21 days, and during the process of that 21 days, that was a warfare in heaven. The Bible says until Micah, the archangel, came and began to fight in the heavenlies so that he might receive the answer that he was seeking the Lord for. But the scripture declared that even before he called, he had already answered. But sometimes the manifestation of what we're asking God for has not been seen yet in the earth realm. So we have to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. I can't say that enough. Wait on the Lord. Don't move too fast. Wait on the Lord. Be sure that it is him that is speaking. Amen. Sense that inner peace on the inside, even though if you may disagree. And know that God is moving on your behalf. Once God has spoken, you need to move on that answer quickly in obedience. I say quickly, quickly. Don't give the enemy any space. No space whatsoever. You need to move on what the Lord is saying in your spirit quickly. And I say it again, quickly. For the Bible tells us, praise God, in Ephesians 3:20, that our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according, and the key word is this, and the key phrase is this, according to the power. So what's working on the inside of you? If you're speaking it, you're asking it, you're decreeing it, you're declaring, the Bible even telling us, that tells us, praise God, that we touch and agree, two or three, to touch on anything, God would even bring it to pass. Amen. And Paul said it like this, amen, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above. And I love that word above. In other words, he's going to give you even more according to the power. So I encourage you tonight to release the power in the atmosphere that God has given you. Amen. Release it into the atmosphere of your own life. Amen. Let your words, amen, be so linked up with your divine destiny that you will not even think about asking anything that may be outside of his will, because something inside is going to check you. Amen. Have you ever, praise God, wanted something and you knew it was not good for you? Let me just think about something in the natural. Praise God. People struggle with high blood pressure, but you want some pork chops, or you want something that's really not in alignment with perfect health. But something down on the inside of you triggers your in your gut that that's not good for you. You don't need that. You don't need that. Pay attention. Pay attention to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Because when he speaks, after you have prayed and asked the Lord, that will be an inner peace. And don't ever forget it, even if you disagree. The Holy Spirit will bring your flesh in alignment with his perfect will. So we continue to pray and seek his face. So, Father, I'm going to thank you. And I praise you for every listener tonight. that we understand the principles that's linked to asking, that we must go forward to the next level and learn how to wait. We must go from there and make sure that we've heard your voice, because a stranger we will not follow. We need to accept the peace of God that comes even when our flesh don't agree. And when you say move on it, we must do it quickly through obedience so we don't miss our season in not receiving our blessing. And we thank you for it now and give you praise forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, senior pastor, along with her awesome husband, Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. And we thank you so much for your time, Doc. Thank you so much for sharing that word. I hope y'all took some notes, man. I took some notes. Wait on God, from Dr. Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. She said tonight, wait on God. Release the power in the name of Yeshua and pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Please pay attention to today. I guess it's always been, but today you really have to be strategic. You have to pay attention. In order to win any battle, you got to know what's going on in the battle around the, or around the area. So pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention. Be excited about what God has for you. And we want you to continue to ask God for everything. As Bishop John Crenshaw was teaching us, ask God for ridiculous stuff, you know, stuff that only God can do. And believe me, he will get all the glory and all the praise. So we thank God for asking God for stuff that you need in Jesus' name. Give God some praise. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop. Thank you. Love you. Hey, guys, we got to go. We're down to the half hour there. We don't want to keep you too long, but we thank God for the word. We thank God for you. Thank you so much for your time tonight. And we always want to leave you, continue to pray. Of course, continue to pray for our nation and our leadership and all the things. I'll just say all the things that are going on around the globe. Just continue to pray. Be not alarmed. Be not fearful. But always prayer and supplication, ladies and gentlemen, and God will know what to do through your prayers as well. So just be alert and be on guard and be ready to do the will of the Lord each and every day, because we're still on assignment, right? Our goal is to make disciples of all men. Our goal is to preach the gospel, right, to all nations. So we're still on assignment. That hasn't stopped. So therefore, we can't get distracted. So we thank God for his precious word tonight. Hey, we've been talking about Ask God tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on Encouraging Word. Hope something said tonight moves you to the next level. I love it. Hey, we're going to let you go. But before we let you go, I want you guys to always, 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 always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is Lord. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Bye-bye.